fugitive inside in what's at the moment considered Ecuadorian territory, and with British police outside ready to pounce, scenarios are being debated over a possible Assange escape.
Is this an option? Getting smuggled out in the trunk of a diplomatic car? A former British diplomat says the car would be considered Ecuadorian domain. British police, he says, could stop it, but not search it. Couldn't necessarily pull Assange out. But there's a hitch in that plan. The hitch? Apparently there's no garage available to the Ecuadorian embassy. We're told there's only one entrance to the embassy right here, and obviously that's not an option. The building is completely surrounded by British police. They're in the streets, the alleys, the side streets. If anyone was going to try to take Assange from the building to a waiting car, the police would get him. The police are also reported to be monitoring the so-called communal areas of the building, the hallways and the elevators, preventing Assange from taking an elevator up to the roof where a helicopter could pick him up.
Police can monitor the hallways and elevators because the Ecuadorian embassy occupies only one floor, the first floor, and not even all of that. It's here, right where this window is, and Assange can barely step into a hallway without risking apprehension. If he did somehow get to a car, there are airports, large and small, in every direction. But experts say once he got to one of those, he could easily be captured. He could actually be smuggled out in a crate or a large bag. If it's labeled a diplomatic parcel, the British police can't open it. But
I think they-